USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As America braces for a recession, the Feds will make an announcement today about how much more it will cost to borrow money. Second quarter GDP numbers will be announced Thursday, and July CPI numbers, or Consumer Price Index, will be announced August 10th. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on NBC News last night.
This is not an economy that's in recession, but we're in a period of transition in which growth is slowing.
Janet Yellen was one of the first in the Biden administration to tell us inflation was transitory. General Motors announced net profits tumbled 40% in the second quarter, hurt by supply chain troubles. As President Biden surrendered America's energy independence, the result is Russia has more power to influence the world. Russia state gas giant Gazprom severely reduced gas supplies to Europe once again on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
The crisis at the border has gone from bad to worse. Uncontrolled illegal immigration is ripping at the very fabric of our sovereignty.
DHS reports the amount of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border without being apprehended has increased significantly. Appearing on Fox News, McAllen, Texas Mayor Javier Villalobos says it's an increase they've expected.
We have the initial impact, and there's no question about it. And that's why we kept on saying, hey, look, we need help. We need some action by our feds.
He says he believes it's a national crisis. The Biden administration is considering offering temporary ID cards to illegal immigrants waiting for their asylum cases to be processed. It could help law enforcement track illegal immigrant encounters while they wait for their asylum cases to be processed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NCAA Woman of the Year is Columbia fencer Sylvie Binder. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the roll and go, go anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
When Democrat leaders pushed the defund the police movement, for most it was not an election year. Now that the result of their defund movement has resulted in more violence against Americans and emboldened criminals, many progressives are singing a different tune this year. Spokane, Washington County Sheriff Ozzie Konecovich on Fox News calls out liberal lawmakers for making his state worse now that violent crime is up 12% in Washington state.
We arrest them, they get out immediately, the judges don't hold them accountable, and it truly is time for the American people to look at who they're electing and stop electing these Democratic socialist ideas that we keep bringing forward, and it's damaging the very fabric of our communities. They're the ones that passed the laws that made it almost impossible for law enforcement to make contact with criminals. And once we arrest them, they continue to make laws that they get out very quickly.
Possession of any drug, including deadly fentanyl, is now legal in Washington state. The Uvalde City Council Tuesday said they will investigate every city police officer that responded to the massacre at Robb Elementary School back in May. It's been revealed hundreds of police officers, including federal officers, stood down to a lone gunman killing children. The council concluded everybody, that's Uvalde PD, that was there, will be held accountable for their actions. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.